Lord, keep speaking to us, I pray, individually and together as a body. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you that prayer is talking and listening to you. And Father, help us keep growing in prayer as we devote ourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. For Lord, there's so much to be thankful about. Lord, thank you that you use each one of us. Lord, your work is not just work done by a few, but by all your people. So Lord, use this time now, I pray, to speak to us all, I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. One of the things I've been touched by in the Easter story is how surprising it is who God chooses as his messengers. Think about it. He sends the angels to the women, and then he sends the women to the disciples. Why not send the angels straight to the disciples? But yet, that's just like God, isn't it? He decides and chooses sometimes the most unlikely of messengers. And this evening, I want to encourage you. I believe God would use you to be his messenger. That's part of what I see in the Easter story. This living Jesus comes to those who don't expect it, but to those who love him. And tonight, I believe there'd be things that actually God might even be wanting to say to his people here through the people who gathered. In fact, I was sharing this at the 5:45 prayer time. I said, Lord, I said to the guys as we were praying before the service, may we be open to if God wants to say anything before the service. And Penny said, well, that's very interesting. And she slipped me a piece of paper, which she'd written to me before the service, saying, here are some thoughts and things that God had been speaking to her about. And I just said to you, Penny, I said, would you be willing to share that tonight if it felt right? And I wonder, could you even just start by bringing those two pictures that God had brought to you? And just have that in mind as Penny comes up. Luke 24, turn there if you will. Verse 9 of Luke 24. We didn't get a chance to really get into this morning. But when they, the women, came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the leaven and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others from with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Because God had chosen to use these women. And God chooses to use, surprisingly, us even sometimes to be his messengers. So, Penny, there you go. Have a chance just to share with us what God's put on your heart.
Okay, thank you. The first picture I had was there was a prayer meeting up on Race Hill on Good Friday morning at 9 o'clock, and with the Evangelical Alliance and people from different churches praying over Brighton and Hove. I'd never been before, and I got up and I thought, will I go, won't I go? It was raining and then it was sunny and then it was raining and it was sunny. So in the end I went, and we nearly got blown away, but it was a fantastic time. And while I was praying before I went, God gave me a picture. And it was the tomb of Jesus with the stone rolled over the front of the tomb. And the tomb was all sealed, but still around the edge of where the stone was, a brilliant white light was shining out. A bit like if you think of a picture of an eclipse, dark in the middle with that bright light shining round. And I felt that God was saying that just as the women had been busy preparing the spices and perfumes for Jesus' body, while all the power and glory of the risen Christ was waiting to be released from the tomb on Easter Day, so we as the people of God should be doing everything we can to prepare ourselves and our churches, because soon the stone will be rolled away and all the light and power and glory of the risen Lord Jesus will be poured out on the churches of Brighton and Hove. And this is our preparation time. And which went with another picture, which it wasn't.
Yeah. There as well. Yeah. And just say that one of the things that struck me when Penny shared that was actually that Steve Jackson, who many of you will know, shared with me something after the church meeting this week, where he just said, he was almost going to share this at the church meeting, but just said that he's just got the sense the dam has burst. The dam has burst. And I thought, amen. I just had that sense recently that a number of things had been harder in ministry and had taken more, you know, like there was just something there. And he just was saying, I get the sense that the dam has burst. And if you were here this morning, I tell you what, just seeing people flood into the building, wasn't it amazing? Wasn't it just wonderful? And I would just say, let's keep believing for this sense of our God who reigns, he can do far more than we imagine. But sometimes these blockages need to get out of the way. So I think that does lead on to what you're then going to share as well, Penny.
Yeah. And the other picture is one that I've had for a little while. It's a picture God gave me, first of all, for somebody else. But I shared it with them, but it hadn't left me. And I was wondering whether to share it with David or not. And it wasn't actually wrote it down, which was about 5 minutes before we left. And he just apologized to Ben for making Ben late for the service because I was madly typing just before we left. I'm very slow at typing. As I suddenly realized, it went with the first picture. And that was of the potter's wheel in Jeremiah 18, verse 4, where it says, "But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as it seemed best to him." And I think that God is saying that he wants us as individuals and as a church to be prepared to climb onto the potter's wheel, to place ourselves into God's hand and allow ourselves to be broken, melted, molded into what God wants us to be. We need to be prepared to let our impurities come to the surface and to be removed. And that's going to be painful, but it's also a necessary process. And I think that the move to Clarendon will be part of that process. We're going to be put in difficult and awkward situations, and we're going to have to get corners rubbed off us. We're going to have to let those impurities, things that may be precious or important to us here, are going to have to go for the good of the body. And I think that the surrendering of ourselves is part of the preparation we need to do before the first picture of the power of Jesus being poured out can happen. So I think it's going to be a preparation time. And when David just said just now, "What will God have you do?" He just said to me, get on the wheel, be the first one. So I'm going to try.
Thanks, Penny. And I know you don't always enjoy coming up and standing at the front, so thank you very much for doing that. I want to encourage us right now to actually break into some groups of about, I'd say, six or so, maybe even a few more than that, but that kind of number, a bit less or a bit more, but that kind of number, just people around you. And I want you to pray that this time ahead, from now onwards, would be a time of God wonderfully pouring out his blessing, not just on Holland Road, but on other churches across the city. Let's pray and believe for more to be added to the churches. Let's pray that the people around Clarendon, the area where we're moving to next week when the ceiling gets fixed in here, let's pray that they would be touched. Pray if you brought a friend this morning, pray that they'd be back again. If you don't know just people's name, just pray generally for some of the ministries that go on, that they would actually see real fruit in these days. But as you pray, I want you to be asking and saying, "Lord, is there anything that I need to deal with?" And maybe there is, and you can just pray a prayer like that. "Lord, just help me overcome my fears, or overcome the obstacles I've got about going into this building or that." And let's just, in that smaller setting, just if you feel able, just to pray and share some of those maybe things about the move which could be getting in the way as well. Let's even minister to each other. And while that's going on, if you did have something, a word that you thought, "Wow, I really I'd just like to share that with David," then while that's going on, Tim and I will be here just praying as well. Just come up and just tap us on the shoulder as well, and pass on what the Lord's been sharing with you. Okay, is that all clear, everyone? So just pray quick in the groups. This is great. While now that the chairs are, you can turn them around, just easily turn them around. If you're in the pews, you have to be a bit more uncomfortable, but don't worry. And find that's right, you guys can come together. Make sure you introduce yourselves, and let's just really get praying and believing for God to grow us. Just Maria, have you got the word about fellowship here up on the screen now? Just might, if you just really stuck for things to pray, this just might grab you of some things here that you can be praying for up here on the screen about our fellowship during this time and how we can grow through outreach.